This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati at 10:30 this morning. The two-day summit includes an inaugural session, 7 ministerial sessions and 14 thematic sessions with a focus on industrial evolution, global trade partnerships and the vibrant MSME sector of Assam, featuring over 240 exhibitors. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal, Union Donair Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, and Chief Ministers of neighbouring states, 61 diplomats, business delegations from several countries, industry experts will attend the session. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will also attend the afternoon session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Summit today. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 5-day visit to 3 states starting today. The President will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on the 1st of March. She will grace the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Bihar today. Tomorrow, the President will attend a mass wedding ceremony organized by Bageshwar Jan Seva Samiti at Gadha in Chhattarpur, Madhya Pradesh. She will also pay tributes at the Statue of Unity and witness the Narmada Aarti at Kevadia in Gujarat tomorrow. On Thursday, the President will visit the Ekta Skill Development Centre at Kevadia and grace the 44th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Design at Ahmedabad. On Friday, she will grace the 3rd convocation of the National Forensic Sciences University in Gandhinagar. On the same day, the President will visit the Spriti 1 earthquake memorial at Bhuj. On Saturday, the President will visit Dholavira, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights. Addressing the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva virtually, Dr. Jayashankar said India's approach has been centered on building capacity and strengthening human resources and infrastructure in alignment with the priorities of its partners. He emphasized that India is firm and uncompromising in combating terrorism. He said India will always advocate zero tolerance for terrorism and call out any effort to normalize it. Dr. Jayashankar added that multilateralism is more essential than ever, but not in its current form. He said there is a clear and urgent need for a multilateral system that reflects contemporary global realities.
There is a clear and urgent need for a multilateral system that reflects contemporary global realities, one that is better equipped to respond to modern challenges, and, in essence, one that is fit for purpose. Let me conclude by reaffirming India's steadfast commitment to the global promotion and protection of human rights and to ensuring their full realization for all people.
Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan will formally inaugurate the Saras Ajivika Mela at Noida Hat in Uttar Pradesh today. The Mela aims to help artisans and craftsmen promote their livelihoods and inclusive growth. This is the 5th edition of the famous Saras Ajivika Mela 2025, organized by the Ministry of Rural Development with the support of the National Institute of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj. The theme for this year is Tradition, Art and Culture, with a special focus on developing the export potential of Lakhpati Self-Help Group Didis. Days after imposing several restrictions on New India Cooperative Bank, the Reserve Bank of India has allowed withdrawal of up to 25,000 rupees per depositor with effect from Thursday. YouTubers Ranveer Alahabadia and Ashish Chanchalani visited the Maharashtra Cyber Cell headquarters in Navi Mumbai yesterday. Both recorded their statements regarding controversial remarks made on the India's Got Latent case during their YouTube show. They met with Maharashtra Cyber Cell officials who questioned them for about 5 hours while recording their statements. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in their Group A match in Rawalpindi last night. As a result of this win, both Pakistan and Bangladesh have been knocked out of this tournament, while India and New Zealand have sealed their berth in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.